This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibration, Leveland. Once again, we would like to express our greetings to you, to you and his relic, express our gratitude for you all, once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibration, Leveland, to interact and to share with each of you. Before we begin on this afternoon, once again, there exists for you that opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are, that's responsible for the creation of this reality that you exist in and are experiencing in this vibrational level. And once again, you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created in this space, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into that meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness have that opportunity for that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. Information, once again, that is many times much more pertinent to your individual desires than is the information that we express through this rather limited use of vocabulary. In this way, information that can assist you in your so-called creation process in your awakened consciousness state, even though at times you don't seem to remember and recall that there's been any interaction in that altered state of consciousness. You see, this reality that you experience in this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state is a reality that once again is a validation of your belief system, and is a reality that is created by that spark of consciousness that you are, that higher self, if you wish, that we encourage you to interact and to share with. It's not important to us whether or not you communicate, if you wish, with that telepathic exchange of information with that spark of consciousness that you are. Ironically, it's not important either to the spark of consciousness that you are. If you choose to not have that communication, if you choose to believe that you're not in control, if you choose to believe that what you do in your so-called awakened consciousness state has very little impact upon what you experience in this reality, then that spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether that's right or wrong, but validates that belief system. And so, we look upon your reality from the position that your so-called spark of consciousness, that higher self that you are, looks upon your reality, and that we don't judge whether or not you're doing the right or the wrong thing. You can't do the right or the wrong thing. It's a choice that you make. And the right or wrong only exists in your awakened consciousness state. We don't judge. The spark of consciousness that you are does not judge, but rather gives to you that which you desire. Validates the beliefs that you hold. And if you choose to believe that you're not in control, then you can have that. Once again, it's not right or wrong, and we certainly would not encourage you to go one way or the other. If that's what you choose to believe, then that's fine. Go for it. The irony of it is that you do control the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. The entire reality, not just some portion of it. The entire reality, once again, is a validation of the beliefs that you hold. Created by that spark of consciousness that you are, without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. What you hold as beliefs in your conscious state can influence and does influence that the reality that you experience. And the spark of consciousness, your higher self, once again, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, it just gives to you that which you desire. And so, what you hold as beliefs in your so-called awakened consciousness state, it definitely influences your thoughts and your feelings, it definitely influences the choices that you make. Each of you can accept and understand that your choices are definitely influenced by how you think and feel about a certain element that you're creating or experiencing in your reality, in your day-to-day activities. And that the beliefs that you hold in your conscious state also have an impact upon the choices and the decisions and the thoughts and the feelings that you have that are surrounding that particular reality that you are experiencing once again in your awakened consciousness state. Each of you can accept that. It becomes very difficult to accept that that influence that you have of those choices and decisions in your awakened consciousness state are influenced as well by beliefs that you hold in your so-called subconsciousness. Beliefs, many times, that you put in place in your altered states of consciousness. And for many, that's a very difficult concept to grasp. We understand that. But nonetheless, a very accurate description of how it is that you create your reality. What you think and feel is influenced by your choices and your decisions and by your beliefs. Your attitudes, spontaneous attitudes, can give you glimpses into what it is that you believe. See, once again, as we've suggested before, many believe that the attitude that you hold in your conscious state can influence your reality. And so you go through all types of methods and systems to hold a proper attitude, for it does influence your choices and your decisions and influences your thoughts and feelings, and to a certain extent can be very successful in influencing your reality as well. But if that's it, if that's where you stop, then you run into a problem when there's a certain creation process that comes into development in your reality that you're responsible for, that's not there by chance. That validates a belief you hold, and as a result of the validation of that belief, you get these spontaneous attitudes. And many times there are attitudes that you don't like to experience in your awakened consciousness state. Attitudes that you have consciously attempted to eliminate from your thought process, from your feeling process. But you have not been successful to the extent that that attitude does not spontaneously occur when you're involved in experiencing a reality. We suggest that you pay attention to those spontaneous attitudes. You don't hide them and put them away, for they are glimpses as to what the belief is that you hold that's responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. And so you have these so-called conscious beliefs that you hold. You also have your so-called subconscious beliefs. And it's the subconscious beliefs that have the greater impact, if you wish, upon this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. Subconscious beliefs that you choose. It's important to understand that you choose and indeed can be and are influenced by the thoughts and feelings and choices and decisions that you make in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But what it is that you desire and what it is that you expect to experience in your creation process, in your awakened consciousness state. And so we encourage you to to enter into this altered state of consciousness, this meta-tattered state. It's to allow you, in that altered state of consciousness, to a certain extent, come in contact and to interact with that higher self that you are, and to directly influence the belief systems that are held by that subconsciousness. Now, for many that becomes a very difficult concept to grasp. It becomes difficult to believe, first of all, that you have this so-called higher self, this spark of consciousness that you are, that's responsible for the creation of everything that you experience. And on top of that, it's your whole belief system in that so-called subconsciousness that you're not aware of in your awakened consciousness stack. And yet we assure you absolutely that that occurs and is present in each and every element of individual existing in your vibrational level. You choose not to have access to that from your awakened consciousness state. It's your choice to put the limitations in place, as we suggested many, many times. You, as the human consciousness element, have agreed to put in place the electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, the spirituality, this spark of consciousness that you are, is only hidden from you. It's not gone. It's not something you have to search for. It's something that you purposely hide from your awakened consciousness state. But by altering your consciousness, by entering into an altered state of consciousness while retaining some type of memory of the interaction between your conscious and your subconscious mind, it's possible for you to interact with that so-called higher self, with that spark of consciousness that you are, and to influence belief systems to alter the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. It gives to you that which you desire to validate the beliefs you hold without exception. There are no accidents in your reality and in your day-to-day activities. No accidents. Validation of belief systems, realities that you create to experience the emotions and feelings that surround those interactions, and validation of belief systems. And if you choose to believe you're not in control, that's still a choice. And it's a belief system that is, to a certain extent, validated through the realities that you experience. But the spark of consciousness that you are never judges if it's right or wrong, but rather joyously gives to you the validation of your belief systems without exception. So for those who choose not to enter into this altered state of consciousness, who choose not to be involved in what we refer to as the silent communication, not that you don't influence your reality from a conscious state. It's that from that conscious state, it's very difficult, not impossible, but very difficult to influence the higher self, the spark of consciousness that you are, as compared to when you attempt to have that type of influence from a meditative state or an altered state of consciousness. Conversely, if you wish to gain the knowledge that you seek regarding your spirituality, regarding who and what you truly are, it's much more difficult from an awakened consciousness state than it is to enter into an altered state of consciousness, what you refer to as a meditative state, and while in that altered state of consciousness, retaining a memory of the interaction that occurs between your so-called consciousness that's in your awakened consciousness state and the consciousness in your so-called subconsciousness or that spark of consciousness that you are. It's suggested many, many times that the answers are within inside. They are within inside. And so we encourage you to become involved in that interaction. It's your choice. You see, once again, we don't judge whether it's right or wrong. If you choose not to become involved in an altered state of consciousness activity, that's your choice. It's not a right or wrong, it's simply your choice. And it'll validate beliefs that you hold. And as you enter into this altered state of consciousness, if you choose to do so, then the beliefs that you hold regarding your reality creation process are also involved. And again, it's not right or wrong. If you believe that you're not in control, or if you believe that you have guides and angels, or if you believe that there is some other entity or source of energy or power that's creating this reality that you're experiencing, then when you enter into that altered state of consciousness, you better bring along that belief system and allow those so-called guides and angels or whatever it is that you believe are influencing your reality to participate in that interaction. If you wish to experience some success, it's not right or wrong. It's a choice that you make. You see, when you believe you're not in control, then the reality that you experience validates the belief system. If you believe that you have guides and angels that can influence your reality, then you experience realities that definitely appear to be influenced by forces that are beyond your control. And there may be positive realities. We're not suggesting for an instant that it's always a negative reality that you're experiencing. Absolutely not. It might be a very desirable reality that you're experiencing. But nonetheless, it will be a reality that appears to you in your awakened consciousness stage to validate the belief that you have these so-called angels or guides that are creating or influencing your reality for you. And again, we're not suggesting for any instant that this is a right or a wrong belief system, but rather, it's a belief system that is validated by the spark of consciousness that you are. And as you enter into the metadata set, then it becomes very difficult to separate your so-called conscious state and your subconscious state from the influence of these so-called powers that are in your belief systems having an influence on your reality. It's important to understand that it's not right or wrong. You see, right or wrong, once again, is an awakened human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. The spark of consciousness does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire, validates your belief system without judgment, ever. Never, ever looked at it and said, oh, I don't think you should experience that, or oh, I think that would be a great experience. But rather, all of them are experiences that you desire to have validated for your belief systems, and the spark of consciousness that you are gives that to you. And in your awakened consciousness state, you look upon it like there's some other entities or entity that may be influencing your reality, or at least for many individuals, some parts of your reality that you appear to be not in control of. Your choice, again, it's important to grasp the concept that you limit yourself, that understanding in your awakened consciousness, that is not inflicted upon you, is not that you're put here because you must go through some type of a growth period, unless of course you wish to and believe that, then you can have that. You can have whatever it is that you desire, not only can, but do. That's the irony of it. You do have whatever it is that you desire. What we're suggesting is the true an altered state of consciousness, it's possible for you to have a more direct connection to and interaction with that spark of consciousness that you are. It's not necessary. There are other methods and techniques that could work for you if you don't wish to become involved in that. or if you wish to believe that you're not in control and you have all types of belief systems that are strong enough to believe that whoever is in control is only going to give to you that which will be a positive reality for you to experience in your awakened consciousness state, you can have that too. It's not right or wrong. Very difficult to achieve, but not right or wrong. You see, when you believe you're not in control, then it's like the flip of a coin. If you believe you're not in control, then there will be realities that you experience to validate that belief that you're not in control. Not only will there be realities that you experience that validate that belief, but those realities become very difficult for you to alter. You experience that which you desire. And if you desire to experience realities that give you the impression that you're not in control, then you shall have those realities. And in those situations, it becomes very difficult to alter the reality through your thoughts and feelings and through your choices and decisions. Not impossible, but much more difficult than when one grasps the understanding that you are indeed in control of your reality. You may not like it, or you may like it immensely, but nonetheless, it's your creation to validate beliefs that you hold, and to get access to those beliefs once again, altering your consciousness, entering into what you refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, communicating with or having a purpose to attempt to connect to and to retain the memory of that connection with your higher self becomes a possibility that can be turned into a probability that can assist you in understanding what the belief is that's responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. And once again, the choices and decisions and the thoughts and feelings that you hold in your awakened consciousness state influence your reality. And it continuously comes back to our suggestion that if you like who you are, and if you love yourself consciously, then you begin to have the expectation that it's possible for you to have a very, what you refer to as positive reality, and that you expect it to occur. You have that expectation because you believe that you deserve to experience that reality. You believe that you are deserving of an alteration of a reality that you may find less than desirable. You believe that indeed, even if there are other entities that you believe are influencing your reality, that because you like who you are and you love yourself consciously, you deserve to have a reality to validate desire. And so, once again, we encourage you to be involved in our so-called silent communication or telepathic interaction and exchange of information. Not only when you exist and experience a group similar to that which we have on this afternoon, but on a daily basis for you to alter your consciousness. And in that altered state of consciousness, have a purpose, a desire, to interact with that spark of consciousness that you are. Many times in that altered state of consciousness, the conscious state, the conscious mind, has a much more direct influence upon this so-called this higher self that you are. You put aside, in that altered state of consciousness, many of the so-called egotistical ideas, concepts that you hold in your awakened consciousness state. and you begin to get glimpses of the true creation process of this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness that. And you begin to believe that in that altered state of consciousness, you can influence belief systems and influence your reality in a manner that's very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called awakened consciousness that. You, in that altered state of consciousness, have the opportunity to have that telepathic interaction, if you wish, with the higher self that you are. It allows you to step outside this so-called physical experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state, and to experience the existence of a consciousness that's inside each of you, with inside each of you. And from that consciousness that's within inside each of you comes the reality creation process. And you have that opportunity to have that experience, to go within thought, and to get glimpses of the understanding of the information that you desire in your awakened consciousness state, and in that older state of consciousness to have a much more intimate experience with your conscious creation process, and to have the capacity to influence the reality in a manner that's very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so we encourage you to enter into that meditative state. You have in your so-called societal belief system a variety of beliefs involving meditation. For some it's a very difficult concept to grasp, because like your belief in evolution, it validates your reality if it's difficult to achieve. It has more purpose and more work if you have to work at it. If it's a simple process that's available to each and everyone, then it seems for some to lose the so-called ability to have a real influence upon your reality. That's a validation of a belief that you hold. Each of you enter into an altered state of consciousness in a regular basis. Many just don't believe that in that altered state of consciousness that they're influencing their reality. And there, many believe that it's very difficult to retain the memory of that interaction. And really it's not. It's only difficult because you choose to make it difficult. Altering your consciousness begins the moment that you close your eyes. The moment that you close your eyes, you enter into an altered state of consciousness from what it is when you're in your awakened consciousness state with your eyes wide open. You, by closing your eyes, have taken one of the first and perhaps one of the biggest steps in this altered state of consciousness, because it eliminates many of the images that are influencing your conscious state. And while you still in that altered state of consciousness are aware of other senses, you have, in a sense, eliminated one of the primary and perhaps most important senses that limit your capacity to connect with your so-called higher self. And so when you close your eyes, you begin the process. And from there, it's simply a matter of relaxing. It's really that simple. It's not difficult. The irony of it is that even if you don't have a purpose, even if you are simply closing your eyes and allowing your physical being to relax, you are becoming more in contact with your so-called subconsciousness. You are becoming more in contact with your higher self, and whether you believe it or not, you're influencing the relationship between your so-called awakened consciousness self and your so-called higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. and you've begun the process. And in that altered state of consciousness, there are various types of interactions that you can experience and that you can have if you so desire. You can have a simple meditation where your desire is to simply put everything away, move it out of the side, and allow yourself to come in contact with that spark of consciousness that you are. And that seems very easy, but your conscious mind, the busy conscious mind that the attribute you have, continues to attempt to have an influence on what it is that you're experiencing. You put in place a veil, an electromagnetic type of energy that you purposely make it very difficult for you to interact with that spark of consciousness that you are, and to, as well, maintain a memory of that interaction. Very difficult, but not impossible. And as you enter into this meditative state with that intent, you continuously have these thoughts that seem to explode within your mind, and many times, it's very tempting to remain at that point and to have that interaction. And we're not suggesting for an instant that there's anything wrong with staying at that spot or being involved in that type of a visualization that you may be experiencing. It can be very beneficial both to your physical being and to your mental being in your awakened consciousness state. So we're not for a minute suggesting that you shouldn't experience those types of interactions with your so-called inner self. But to get past that becomes very difficult. To get beyond the visualizations, as tempting as they are, to put them aside and to go deeper and deeper. And yet, through that concept of going deeper and deeper, you begin to get a glimpse of who and what you truly are. You begin to like yourself more. You begin to have the capacity to love yourself consciously. That's available to each of you. You can also, in this altered state of consciousness, have a more direct influence upon your so-called belief systems and upon your so-called higher self that's creating and validating those belief systems through the utilization of a visualization. You may wish to experience some event to occur in your awakened consciousness state, and by utilizing your imagination, by utilizing and visualizing certain events occurring in your physical being and in your physical reality, you have the capacity to influence your reality from that altered state of consciousness. Visualization is an extension of imagination. And as you extend your imagination, and as you utilize your imagination in that visualization, you indeed begin to give, if you wish, to a higher self an actual picture of what it is that you desire. You see, once again, your spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire without judging if it's right or wrong. And the clearer you can be in your imagination, and the clearer you can be in understanding what it is that you desire, the easier it is to create that in your reality. And when you go with inside and connect with that spark of consciousness that you are, then the other end of that creation process, which is expectation, becomes stronger because you begin to like who you are and you begin to love yourself consciously. And through the circle, your thoughts and your feelings influence your choices and decisions, influence what it is that you desire, Your imagination has an influence upon the creation process, but whether or not you truly expect that to be brought into your reality enhances the experience, and indeed can be responsible for whether or not you're successful in your creation process. If you don't like who you are, or don't love yourself consciously, if you don't believe that you're in control, if you don't believe that it's possible for you to create and influence your reality, then the stock of consciousness that you all gives that to you, as willingly as it gives to you the entire opposite, which is a reality in which you understand that you are in complete control of. When you look at entities existing within your vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness stack, and you see certain entities that seem to have what you might desire to be a reality, and you see others that are experiencing a reality that you would find way less than desirable, in fact very undesirable, understand that each of those particular individuals create the reality exactly the same way. The stock of consciousness that they are validates their belief systems and gives to them that which they desire, without exception. There is no difference between the entity that you believe who has it all and the one who you believe has that less than desirable reality. They create the reality exactly the same way, through their choices and decisions, through their thoughts and feelings, through their imagination, through their desires, and through a validation of their belief system. It's really that simple. The only limitation to the creation that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is your imagination. And the only limitation that you put upon your imagination and the capacity to create that reality is what you believe, and whether or not you truly believe that you are worthy and therefore have the expectation to bring it into your so-called awakened consciousness reality experience. The irony of it is that without the exception, you do it anyway. You create your reality. You are the God that you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. Everything else that you experience in this awakened consciousness state in your vibrational level is illusionary. It's a significant illusion, but nonetheless an illusion that validates your belief systems, your creation, your reality, without exception. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And since you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with you. And so we would leave you with love and with peace.